Hi, it's me. I was just calling to let you know that we've decided to arrange a little special something for you and Florence and all the people who have assisted with this disability project. So on Thursday, there is going to be Jimmy John's in the break room. And I've heard that there is going to be an extra special treat. So I hope you're all looking forward to it. I will be sending the email around to everybody as well, but I just wanted to give you the heads up in advance because this is all because of you and your hard work. We appreciate you. That said, I won't be able to attend the special lunch. I'm really sorry. I want to be there, but there's just so many things going on right now, so I've got to get to those. But I hope you all have a great time, and I hope you enjoy the extra special treat. All right. As always, if you need me, you can give me a call, send me an email, come by my office. Except for Thursday and Friday, I should be around. So let me know if you need anything. All right. Thanks for your hard work. Bye.
Oh, good. Here's one that I actually like and have worked with a lot. Sweet little darling you are. Oh, I miss you. Okay, this is Florence recording for the SCP Archives Accessibility Program. And this is going to be a recording for the ever delightful little darling that is SCP-999. They are Object Class Safe. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-999 is allowed to freely roam the facility should it desire to, but otherwise must stay in its pen either between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. for sleeping, or during emergency lockdowns for its own safety. Darn right. Subject is not allowed out of its pen at night or off of facility grounds at any time. Pen is to be kept clean and food replaced twice daily. All personnel are allowed inside SCP-999's holding area, but only if they are not assigned to other tasks at the time, looking at you, Jeremy, or if they are on break. Subject is to be played with when bored and spoken to in a calm, non-threatening tone. Description: SCP-999 appears to be a large, amorphous, gelatinous mass of translucent orange slime, weighing about 45 kilograms. Parentheses 120 pounds, with a consistency similar to that of peanut butter.
Ugh.
Peanut butter's fine.
But to put your hand in it?
Well, I mean, but
Ugh.
Subject's size and shape is easily malleable and can change shape at will, though when at rest, SCP-999 becomes a rounded, oblate dome roughly 2 meters wide and 1 meter in height.
Oblate spheroid.
Oblate. The
Oblate.
surface of SCP-999 consists of a thin, transparent membrane similar to that of an animal cell, roughly 0.5 centimeters thick, and is highly elastic, allowing SCP-999 to flatten proportions of its body up to 2 centimeters thin. This surface is also hydrophobic, although SCP-999 can willfully absorb liquids. Parentheses, see addendum SCP-999-A. The rest of SCP-999's body is filled with a viscous orange substance of unknown chemical makeup, though it is capable of digesting organic materials with ease. Cute little orange jello baby. Subject's temperament is best described as playful and dog-like. When approached, SCP-999 will often reach with its overwhelming up. When approached, SCP-999 will often react with overwhelming elation, slithering over to the nearest person and leaping upon them, air quotes, hugging them with a pair of pseudopods while nuzzling the person's face with a third pseudopod, all the while emitting high-pitched gurgling and cooing noises. The surface of SCP-999 emits a pleasing odor that differs with whomever is interacting with. That differs with whomever it is interacting with. Recorded scents include chocolate, fresh laundry, bacon, roses, and Play-Doh. Hey, Bertrand!
What?
What do you smell when you play with 999?
Artificial cherry smell.
Really?
Yeah, I really like it.
Huh, interesting. I smell
cherry. Smells nice.
Well, I smell orange blossoms.
So you just see the orange thing and smell orange?
No, it's that orange blossoms remind me of, you know, summer when I was a kid. Driving past the orange fields. It was nice. The orchards and stuff. Smelling the, well, you know, just the smell of it. It's nostalgic. Simply touching SCP-999's surface causes an immediate mild euphoria, which intensifies the longer one is exposed to SCP-999, and lasts long after separation from the creature. Subject's favorite activity is, air quotes, tickle wrestling, often by completely enveloping a person from the neck down and tickling them until asked to stop, though it does not always immediately comply with this request. Though injuries may occur, SCP-999 has never been found to purposely attempt to harm others, and will immediately back away and contract its body into a quivering mound while gurgling in a manner similar to a whimpering dog, seemingly apologizing, that's in air quotes, for hurting someone on accident. I saw it do this once. It was so sad. Poor baby didn't mean to poke him in the eye. While the creature will interact with anyone, it seems to have a special interest in those who are unhappy or hurt in any way. Persons suffering from crippling depression or PTSD, for example, have reported having a far more positive outlook on life after multiple interactions with SCP-999. The possibility of manufacturing antidepressants from SCP-999 slime is currently being discussed. As long as they don't hurt it. In addition to its playful behavior, SCP-999 seems to love all animals, parentheses, especially humans, refusing to eat any meat and even risking its own life to save others, on one occasion leaping in front of a person to take a bullet fired at them, parentheses, subject's intellect is still up for debate. Though its behavior is infantile, it seems to understand human speech and most modern technology, including guns, end parentheses. SCP-999's diet consists entirely of candy and sweets, with M&Ms and Necco wafers being its favorites. Its eating methods are similar to those of an amoeba.
If it eats... Don't candies contain animal byproducts?
I mean, some do. It probably doesn't realize that. Like,
Red dye made out of bugs?
Beetles, yes. Some red dye. I'm pretty sure there's an artificial method now. Or beets. I know that they can use beets to make red dye. But probably not.
I don't think they do that for brand name M&Ms.
No.
Nobody tell SCP-999 this.
No, we will absolutely not. Why do you think I worked so hard to make sure its Jell-O was, vegan?
Kosher,
thank you. Addendum SCP-999-A. Reminder to all staff, SCP-999 is not to consume caffeinated soft drinks of any kind. Last week, someone gave SCP-999 a can of cola, along with its usual breakfast. Not only was it literally bouncing off the walls for half an hour, the carbonation made SCP-999 visibly queasy afterwards, and it refused to move or eat the rest of the day. SCP-999 has thankfully recovered since, but the staff members in question have been reprimanded. Dr. Redacted. Addendum SCP-999-B. The following is a report from an experiment in which SCP-682 is exposed to SCP-999 in the hopes that it will curb the creature's homicidal rage. I still can't believe they did this. Oh, it makes me so mad to think they put the poor little thing at risk.
They also rewrote the way that procedures work for introducing 999 to literally any other SCP because of this. You saw that big memo email that went out about it, right?
Yeah, I know. Lessons learned and all that. But I was on vacation.
Don't introduce the adorable little slime to the omnicidal lizard.
Yeah, whoever thought of that? Like, I appreciate that they were trying to find a peaceful solution, but maybe we could have gone with the antidepressant idea instead, or an artificial version.
I don't think the omnicidal lizard is depressed.
Well, I mean, let's not get into this. SCP-999 is released into SCP-682's containment area. SCP-999 immediately slithers towards SCP-682. 999.
What is that?
SCP-999 moves in front of SCP-682, jumping up and down in a dog-like manner while calling out in a high-pitched squealing noise.
Disgusting.
SCP-682 immediately steps onto SCP-999, completely flattening SCP-999. Observers were about to abort the experiment when SCP-682 started talking again.
What is this? I feel good.
SCP-999 can be seen crawling up from between SCP-682's toes, up along its side and around its neck, where it clings on and begins gently nuzzling with its pseudopod. A wide grin slowly spreads across SCP-682's face.
Feel so happy. Happy. Happy, happy.
SCP-682 repeats the word happy for several minutes, laughing occasionally before escalating into non-stop laughter. As laughter continues, SCP-682 rolls around on its back, slamming its tail upon the floor with dangerous force.
No! Stop tickling!
SCP-682 and SCP-999 continue the, air quotes, tickle fight, until SCP-682 finally wears down and appears to fall asleep, with what would appear to be a smile on its face. After 15 minutes with no activity, two D-class personnel enter the room to retrieve SCP-999. When SCP-999 is removed, SCP-682 immediately wakes up and unleashes an unidentifiable wave of energy from its body, all the while laughing maniacally. All persons within the wave's range collapse into crippling fits of laughter, allowing SCP-682 to escape and slaughter all in its path. Meanwhile, SCP-999 quickly rescues as many persons as it can, taking them to a safe place, to recover from SCP-682's, air quotes, laughter wave, while agents suppress and recontain SCP-682. Despite the tragedy that SCP-682 has brought upon the facility, SCP-999 has not shown any fear towards the creature, and in fact has made gestures suggesting it wants to, air quotes, play with SCP-682 again. SCP-682, however, has stated that that's feculent, little, unintelligible, can data expunged and die. Jerk. Memo from Dr. Redacted. While the test was unsuccessful and ended in tragedy, that has to be the funniest thing I've ever seen. I never thought I'd see the day when I could regard SCP-682 as, air quotes, cute. Please send me a copy of the security tapes ASAP. Oh man, I've seen those tapes. It's kind of terrifying. Funny, but terrifying.
I don't go near anything to do with SCP-682.
Yeah, well, they are technically part of the biological development, and everyone has to take their, time, you know, keeping an eye on the thing.
How many times has he sworn at you?
Oh, geez. I think my favorite was when he insulted me in ancient Sumerian. I have no idea what he said, but I could at least identify the language.
I'm sure it would make any interpreter blush.
Oh, indeed. Anyway, this has been Florence, for once doing my job gladly, for the SCP Archival Research and Accessibility, and accommodation. How does that go, how does that go, Bertrand?
The way that I always do it is the following is an archival recording of SCP number whatever. For archival purposes and accessibility compliance, since it's part of the archival department, so it's archival purposes and accessibility compliance for the archival department.
Right, I'm never going to remember that. Anyway.
Write it down.
Do you think
I just read all of that off the cuff? I have a script.
Well, aren't you trained for this?
Florence.
What?
You've seen my desk.
Okay.
Just because I'm trained for this doesn't mean I'm going to remember this inane bit of information. I have it written down.
Well, we can write it down later. I've still got one more of these to get through today, and then I have to get back to preparing meals and, you know, doing my other real job. Okay. Bye, I guess, for now. Thank you for listening. Bye.
All right, let me do the outro bit. Thank you for listening to SCP Research Archives. SCP number 999 was written by Prof. Snyder. All SCP content is shared under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. The theme song is Night of Chaos by Kevin MacLeod, used under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. Sound effects are from freesound.org and potentially the film Cow Sound Library. There's a little bit more going on in this one, and I'm recording this before I've edited it. Bertrand is played by me, the Archives Director is played by Redacted, and Florence is played by Kit.
Hi!
Who you can find on Abbey Archives and on Tumblr at Kitsy in a Box. I believe also on Blue Sky under the same username.
Yep.